Castle Hill.
Hi, I'm calling about the dog obedience.
Huh?
I was wondering what kind of obediences you had up in that piece to get my dog to stop shitting and pissing all over the floor.
Not obedience. That's behavioral. And how old is your dog?
It's 8 to 9 weeks old.
Oh, how long have you had him?
I've had him for about 3 weeks.
Where do you live?
I live in New Haven.
You get him from a breeder?
No, I got him from the animal shelter.
Oh, he has to be older than that because state law is that they can't release a dog until they're 8 weeks old.
Oh, I got it from the animal shelter in Bridgeport.
Yeah, but the state law is that they can't give you a dog until it's at least 8 weeks old.
Oh, I don't know. They told me when I got him that he was 5 weeks old.
He was 5 weeks old?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of a dog is it?
It's a Doberman.
Okay. And you're looking to go through housebreaking with it and basic obedience? Obedience is, you know, the basics. Sit, stay, down, come.
I just want him to stop urinating all over the house.
Want him to stop going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where do you live, in New Haven?
I live in New Haven.
Well, the only thing that we can do for you, we have a lesson where we come out, we spend an hour with you, and we come out and we give you all kinds of information regarding housebreaking. We show you different ways to correct the dog, and that would be $75 for the hour. It's just a one-time thing where we come out and show you. I mean, that's not an obedience. That's behavioral modification. You have to know how to make the correction on your dog as far as going to the bathroom. You have to know the type of crate to keep him in. You have to know, you know, the signs for when he's going to the bathroom, when to take him out. You have to spend a lot of time. Housebreaking is easy. It should only take you about 3 days, but you have to spend a lot of time.
Oh, because I work all day, and I keep him locked up in one room all day, you know.
That's your number one problem, because if he's only that small and you're keeping him in a room, it's big enough for him to go to one side of the room and go to the bathroom and then go to the other side of the room.
Yeah, because there's like...
How long is he by himself during the day?
He's for about 8 hours.
See, that's way too long for a puppy that young. He should be let out at least every 2 hours. You should find somebody that can go in and take him out for you, because that's way too young. I mean, that's like a little baby. You can't expect him not to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, because there's fecal matter all over.
Yeah, you've got to confine him to a smaller area, and you've got to... And you've got to have somebody, you know, let him out for you during the day if you can't let him out. That's because at 8 weeks, I mean, there's no way that he's going to stay 8 weeks.
Yeah, because I went to bed last night and I put my head in my pillow and there was urination all over it.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was nasty.
Well, see, that's because you're leaving him loose. You've got to confine him. I don't know what to tell you, because even if we came out and work with you and tell you what to do, you've got to get somebody that can let him out for you. You can't stay 8 hours. That's way
too
long.
Could I give you my phone number, and can you call me back and let me know, if, like, I could set up an appointment with you?
I could do that with you now if you want.
Okay, well, I got to go to work, and I won't get my schedule until later today.
Okay, do you want to give us a call back this evening?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, why don't you do that? Let us know. Where do you live in New Haven?
I live on Chapel Street.
Right on Chapel?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you, that wouldn't be a problem. We can come down and work with you for an hour and tell you the different things that need to be done. But when you get your schedule, why don't you give us a call back, and then we'll set up an appointment to come out.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Bye, sweet thing.
All right, bye-bye.
How you guys doing? known as Magical Productions.
Danson?
Yeah, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 27.
What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Who's this? Is somebody screwing with me?
Nah, I saw your ad in the paper. I mean, I'm sorry, not the paper, the Yellow Pages?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
where are you from, Eric?
What's that?
Where are you from?
I'm from Bridgeport originally. Now I've been living in New Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I got a real gift for dancing. All my lady friends like to see me dance.
Yeah.
I like to dance for them. You guys don't do naked dance, do you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a show Thursday night the 17th at Kangaroo Nightclub in Milford if you want to come check it out and basically see some of the guys that work for me and see what I'm looking for. And guys, I'll have a show that night. You're more than welcome to come down and check it out.
Yeah, I think I would like that. Kangaroos, you said?
Kangaroos in Milford.
Yeah, in Milford, all right.
That's off exit 40.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you guys going to be at Toad's place?
Yeah, on the 19th.
Oh, okay, because that actually might be a little bit better for me. I'll come down and check you guys out.
Okay.
All right, thank you, brother, man.
Good enough.
Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling. You guys do like parties with clowns and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, I got a son. His birthday is coming up in about 2 weeks, and I want to get a clown for his birthday.
Great. What city would that be in?
I'm in New Haven.
That's perfect. That's great. Okay, let me just jot this down.
Okay.
How many kids would there be all together?
There'll be about 20 kids.
All right, 20 kids. And how old is your son going to be?
He's going to be 14.
Oh, 14. Wow. He wants a clown even at 14, huh?
Yeah, well, he's kind of slow. He's autistic.
Oh, I see. And how old are the other kids going
to
be?
They're going to be probably like 8 to 10 years old about.
Okay. All right. And New Haven. The clown does, you want the clown to do balloons and face painting?
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what they do, what they could do?
Well, for that age, 8 and 9, they'll do a couple of little games, I guess, you know, little games, and then they'll do face painting and animal balloons. Now, the only thing is that 20 kids, it might be a little hard for them to do all the face painting in an hour. I'll tell you what's better than face painting for that age, 8, 9, and 14, would be the temporary tattoos. I love those.
Yeah, that sounds good.
New Haven, the price for the clown is $135.
Okay.
$135. Now, they'll stay a very nice clown, full face, full costume, and they stay for a whole hour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, and what date are you planning it?
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Would be, let's see, that would be the 19th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what time you're starting your party?
About 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, so then you want the clown maybe 2:30?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sure. All right, is it going to be at your house?
Yeah.
What's your first name?
My name is Eric.
Eric? Okay, do you want to do this? If you do, you have to put a deposit.
Okay.
$135, and the deposit would be $50.
Right.
Do you have a credit card, or don't have a credit card, you'd have to send a money order, you know?
I don't have a credit card. Where are you located at?
We're in the Waterbury Southington area, so it's a little too far for you to... Well, you know what you could just do is just get the money order for the bank, you know? The money order?
Yeah, that's all,
Just get that, and then you can send that to me. I'll give you the address.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, make out the $50 money order to the Party Troop, T-R-O-U-P-E.
T-R-O-U-P-E.
Right, and On the bottom of the check, put the date, January 19th, of your party.
Okay.
And then on the envelope, you mail that to Peter.
Peter?
T-O-M-A.
T-O, okay.
And the address is 40 Lucy, L-U-C-Y, 40 Lucy Court, C-U-R-T.
Lucy Court.
Yep, and that's Southington, S-O-U-T-H-I-N-G-T-O-N,
oh.
Southington, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And the zip code is 06489.
06489.
Right. Okay, I need, what's your last name, Eric?
My name is Eric Avery.
Avery, okay. Make sure your name, of course, will be on there. And you have to get your phone number. What's your phone number?
Well, you can reach me at my cell phone.
All right.
Hang on, I just got it turned down. I got to find the number.
Yeah, sure.
It's 376.
203-376.
9704.
9704, okay. So when I get your... money order, I'll call you, and we'll set up the whole, but I'm going to put this down for you for 2:30 for January 19th,
yeah,
all right?
That would be wonderful.
All right, Eric.
All right, thank you, sweet thing.
PCS telephone number you've dialed is...
DNS name, please.
Hi, do you do, like, engraving?
Yes.
Okay, you see, I got a kind of an odd request here. My wife's anniversary, me and my wife's anniversary is coming up, and I just got her this, this 24 karat gold plated, electronic sex toy, and I would like to get that engraved with our name and, you know, the date we were married and stuff on there.
Well, I could probably engrave it, but I couldn't, just a question of holding it and getting it right. I would really have to see it to tell you how well I could do it.
Could I stop by there? Could I set an appointment with you?
You don't have to make an appointment. You can stop in. I'll be here this afternoon.
Okay. What time would be good for you?
Anytime before 4 o'clock.
Okay, because it's kind of a big toy, you know. I think you'd be able to get a firm grip on it.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's kind of big, you know. She likes them big.
Well, if it would be easier for you, you could stop in the morning, anytime after 9 o'clock. So.
Okay, where are you located at?
We're located right across from City Hall.
Oh, okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop by there first thing in the morning.
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, is Jamie there?
I'm sorry?
Is Jamie there?
Jamie, no, she's not in yet.
Okay, well, my boyfriend called there about 2 weeks ago and spoke to Jamie about a tuna fish pie.
Jamie's a dishwasher. She doesn't talk on the phone.
Oh, well, he spoke to her. He spoke to her, some other lady, too, he spoke to also.
Okay. Doesn't sound familiar. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I'd like to get that tuna fish pie. It sounds interesting. My boyfriend told me about it. So, his birthday's coming up, so I want to get it for him, you know?
We don't make that.
You don't make a tuna fish pie?
Hello, JJ Coutinoir.
Hi, how you doing there, sweet Charlie? Hello?
Yep.
Are you guys hiring?
Oh, this is a long number.
This is the cleaners, right?
Yep.
Are you guys hiring?
Huh?
Are you hiring for employment?
Oh, I don't understand. What?
Hiring for employment. Worky, worky. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you hiring employment opportunity for me?
I don't know.
Hi, Fashion Cleaners.
Yeah, hi. Can you tell me if you're hiring for employment there?
If what?
You guys hiring there, sweet Charlie?
No, we're not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Clean, clean clothing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a pair of trousers that's terribly soiled.
Hello, Krista, pretty nice.
Yeah, how you doing there, sweet Charlie? I was wondering if you could answer a question.
Okay.
Are you guys hiring for employment?
What?
Are you hiring?
No, we don't.
I'm the best.
No, we don't. I
clean things. I run circles around you.
What?
I run circles around you. I'm a cleaning machine.
Anyway, I'm full right now.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure, sir.
Okay, because I was working at these other places, but, you know, I had a problem with them up there because I like to take, like, women's lingerie and rub it all over my body and stuff, you know, and I get silly with the stuff.
But right now, I have a full.
You know, I get to know the staff, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, you hook me up, we'll work something out, me and you. We'll go a long way. We'll do business.
Yeah, but right now I'm full.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll work for free.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys do asbestos removal?
I'm not positive. I could have someone give you a call back.
All right, because I'm trying to insulate my attic, and I'm pulling out all the old asbestos, and, you know, I'm itching like crazy up there.
Okay, let me take your name and phone number, and I'll have someone give you a call back.
All right, my name's Eric. Avery, 376-9704.
Okay, I'll have someone give you a call back.
All right, as soon as possible. I'm itching like fucking crazy over here. I need somebody to come out here. Thanks.
Could you watch your mouth, please?
I'm sorry. Did I offend you?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's so way. That's how I come off. I'm sorry.
Hello? Hello, do you sell glasses?
Yes.
Okay, I have a pair of glasses and my glasses broke.
Okay.
I'd like to come in and get some new glasses.
Okay, when did you want to come in?
I'd like to come in today if that's possible.
Sure, what time?
Whatever time's good for you, sweet thing.
Well, you can come in anytime.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I don't need an appointment?
Are you just picking out eyewear? No.
Oh, would I be able to get the glasses today?
No, we do not have same-day service.
Oh, I really need my glasses to drive and stuff.
We don't have same-day service.
Oh, is there any place maybe you could refer me to that would be able to get it done today?
This place, I think, is LensCrafters.
LensCrafters? Do you know where that's located?
There's one in Milford, smaller.
Oh, cause I live in New Haven, and I don't have glasses because I sat on my glasses and they broke, and I can't drive, and I don't know how I'd be able to get to Milford.
I couldn't help you. I don't know where there's another one.
Would you be able to pick me up and bring me there?
I think so.
Oh, that would really help me out a lot. You think maybe we can do this?
No.
Please? My glasses are shot to shit.
I can't help you, sorry.
Is there anybody there that maybe picked me up?
Oh, no one here.
Oh, it's just you, all by your lonesome? Oh my god, hello?
Hello.
Hi, I was wondering, if I can come in to see a doctor about my teeth.
And your name is?
My name is Eric. Avery.
Is it gonna be for the first time?
My teeth, they're hurting me. They're hurting me really bad. And I haven't been able to go to work for the past 2 days because my teeth really hurt. And it's out of control. I need to get it fixed.
And what kind of insurance do you have?
I'm on welfare.
Okay, what kind of insurance?
I have Saga.
Okay, can you come in now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Would I be able to get my teeth fixed today?
Well, she'll take a look at it, and it depends, because you said you've been in pain for 2 days, so hopefully you don't have an infection.
I think it's my molars. I need my molars out.
Sometimes what happens is that if you have an infection, we could give you antibiotics and treat it for like 7 days, and then we could take it out. You know what I mean?
Okay. When they take it out, how do they go about doing that?
What do you mean?
Like, they just, go in there and cut my tooth out?
No, they numb you.
What do they do that with?
Novocaine?
Novocaine?
Yeah.
Do you guys have gas?
No.
Oh, they don't use gas no more?
No.
Oh, because the last time I went to the dentist, they gave me this gas, and it made me feel like I was floating.
No, we don't do that.
Okay, I'll be in today then. I'm coming down there right now.
Okay, do you know where we're located?
Yes, I do. I have your ad in the yellow pages.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
D.I.S.?
Yeah, you guys do private investigating?
Well, it depends on what you need, sir.
All right, I got your phone number off of the Sally Jessie Al website.
Yeah.
And I'm calling, I think my girlfriend's cheating on me. And kind of haven't been having problems and stuff, and I'd like you like to maybe, you know, follow around or something, because she goes out a lot with her girlfriends.
Yeah, the only thing is that we're pretty well jammed up right now. We wouldn't be able to do anything for at least another week, week and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so I really couldn't help you right now.
All right, thanks a lot there, Charlie.
Okay.
Hello, do you install hardwood floors?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I was wondering if you can give me a price quote.
Do you have the wood?
No, I don't. I'm going to buy the wood from Home Depot.
Okay, you have, how many rooms do you have?
I need three rooms that need to have hardwood floors put down.
Oh.
You see, what I'm doing, I'm moving into this new house, and the lady that lived there before had a lot of cats, and they pissed all over the rugs. So I want to get them all ripped up because they're stinky and smelly, and they're silly looking.
Okay, well, for installation, we charge $1.50 per square foot.
Oh, really? That's not bad.
Yes.
Okay, would I be able to make an appointment with you?
Yes, you can.
Okay, now, how do we go about payment? Do you need a credit card number, or could I come down there and pay you and see you in person?
Right, well, actually, we don't take credit cards.
Oh, okay.
Checks, cash, whatever, we're not set up to take credit cards right now.
Okay, would I be able to come down there and see you?
Yeah, so right, no, what we can do is he would probably have to see where he's going to install it at.
Okay.
So what I usually would do is set up a time for him to meet you there so he can see it.
Okay.
He can give you a price and everything from there.
All right, that sounds great.
Okay. Where is this located?
I'm on 286 York Street.
Okay.
In New Haven, Connecticut?
In New Haven, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Eric.
Okay, and is there a telephone number?
My telephone number is 376...
376...
9784...
47?
376...
Uh-huh.
97...
97?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
84.
84. Okay, will someone be there tomorrow?
Yes. What time would I be down there? Should I be down there?
I can have him come at 11.
11 would be wonderful.
Okay, so he'll meet you there then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
On the reservation.
Hello, I'd like to ask you if I can get a price quote on hotel rooms.
At which hotel?
At the Omni Hotel in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay, what dates are you going to be there?
From the 17th to the 18th, just overnight.
That is this month?
Yes.
And for how many people?
There's going to be about 40 of us. You see, what I'm doing is I'm having a little get-together with me and my girlfriends. What we're going to do is it's kind of like a Tupperware party, but we're going to have, like, sex toys and silly little things like that.
Okay. Well, we can make a the MOA law to make up to 9 reservations for one call.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can connect you with our group then.
That would be great.
And make it so that they can still give me a negotiated rate also.
Okay, thank you.
One second.
At www.omnihotels.com. Ask your reservations agent for details. A reservation. Please have the dates of arrival and credit card information ready. Be sure to visit our website at www.omnihotel.com. The 2001 Connoisseur's Choice Award. The Omni Interlochen Resort is the centerpiece of the Interlochen Advanced Technology Complex in the Denver-Boulder Corridor. Nestled against the backdrop of the majestic Rocky Mountains, this year-round retreat provides all the comforts for the 21st century leisure and business traveler alike. Relax among exquisite appointments in one of our 390 deluxe guest rooms and suites, or indulge in savory cuisine at one of the four restaurants located within the hotel. Invigorate yourself at the full-service health club and spa, or play a round of golf on the 27-hole golf course. The hotel is just a short drive from ski resorts and Estes Park, the gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park. To discover luxury at its best, all wrapped up in pure mountain serenity, ask about availability at the Omni Interlochen Resort when we're back on the line.
Price quote on some hotel rooms? Yes, there's gonna be about 40, about me and 40 of my girlfriends. You see, what we're having is we're having a little, get together, like, it's sort of like a Tupperware party, but it's with, sex toys and little, silly little things like that. Hello?
Realize we have caller ID. Thank you.
So did you realize we have caller ID? I hit star 67.
No, I really don't have anyone. Where are you located?
I'm in New Haven, Connecticut.
In New Haven. You know what you could do? I don't think it would. How many bathrooms?
There are two bathrooms.
Bathrooms?
People were getting silly and peeing all over the place, and it's kind of nasty.
It's got what?
People were getting silly last night, and there was peeing all over the place. I went in there, and it was, like, all nasty stuff in there.
We won't clean that anyway, then. Not anything like that.
Oh, it's not bad, but it's not presentable either, you know?
No, we don't have the feces or anything like that, no. We do not clean it.
What do you do?
General cleaning.
Clean, like, general areas?
Yeah, we do general cleaning, you know. We wouldn't, you know, where there's stuff like that, no.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, sweet thing. Yeah, can you tell me if you're hiring down there?
Are we hiring?
Yeah.
We're taking applications.
You're taking applications?
Right.
Okay, because I'm a good painter, you know what I'm saying? I work with a lot of people, I'm good people, you know?
Okay.
So,
The best to do is either you know, come out and fill up the kitchen out, because, you know, we're always, looking for good help, you know what I mean?
All right, because, see, what happened was the last place I was working at, I was a little bit too nutty and high-strung, you know, but the doctors got me on some good medication now, so I'm all right.
Okay. What'd you work before?
I worked for Fernando's Painting Service.
Fernandez?
Fernando.
Oh, Fernando. Where's the boy located?
Yeah, they're out of Danbury.
Danbury? Where do you live at?
I live in New Haven.
And you went to Lower Danbury?
Well, no, I just drove to the jobs.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, so just come on down and, we'll talk and fill the application out, and then we'll see what we can do, you know what I mean? Because we're okay right now with help. But, you know,
I'm the best, baby. I do a good job for you.
No, not a problem. Come on down anytime, in the afternoons is when I'm here.
All right.
You know where we at?
Yeah, well, I got the... Which one is it?
The Washington Avenue.
311 Washington Avenue.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot there, sweet Charlie.
You bet.
Yeah, do you guys got a policy against developing nude photographs?
You guys do box lunches?
Yes, we do.
I mean, what's included in the box lunch, please? Hello?
Hi, I can't quite... You seem like you're breaking up. When do you want this for?
I want this for January 24th. I think it's a Thursday. Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Okay. And how many would you like?
1,000. Please.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
John.
John who?
Johnny Roxbury. Hello.
Hi.
Ma'am.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi. Are you kidding?
No.
You want $1,000 lunches?
Yes. Please. Hello.
Hi. Okay, what do you want? What kind do you want?
Ham.
Yes? I can't quite hear you. Your voice keeps breaking up.
Ham.
Yes?
Ham sandwiches. Ham sandwiches and some juice. And some chips and chocolate bars. Please, hello.
Hi.
Ma'am.
Can you call me back on a different phone?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Ma'am? Hello?
Hello, John Thomas.
Hello, do you do bowling instructions?
Instructions?
Yeah, do you, like, teach people how to bowl?
I think one of the owners gives lessons.
I'd like to get some bowling lessons because I want to bowl.
Alrighty, I'll be able to set up something with her. She's, kind of in a meeting right at the moment.
When's a good time to get a hold of her?
I think she's almost done. I mean, try back in the next 15, 20 minutes.
Is she at a bowling meeting?
No, she's just at a meeting with someone else.
Oh, does she have a cell phone number I can get in contact with her with?
No, I mean, she's here having a meeting.
Oh, because I like to bowl. I watch it on... You see, what I'm doing is I've been watching it, like, the bowling competitions on CNN and like, the sports channel and stuff. I have digital cable, and I have, like, a whole bunch of sports channels, and they've been showing a lot of bowling, and it looks like it's fun.
Of course, it sounds like you're watching the Big Ten, though.
Yeah.
That's a different game altogether.
Oh, is it?
Duck finale.
Oh, you guys do duck pin bowling?
Right.
Oh, what is...
There's a Big Ten alley right by us here, if you wanted to try them.
What is duck pin bowling?
Same basics, just a smaller version. The pins are smaller, the balls are smaller, they weigh less than 4 pounds, so...
Oh, I like big balls.
Yeah.
I like to use the big balls.
Yeah. Well, you can try,
Do you have colored balls? Could I get balls and shoes from you?
Not the Big Ten.
Oh.
No, we only have the Duck Ten.
Okay, well, I'll call her back then. Hello?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye, sweet Charlie.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Jack.
Yeah.
I had a question.
Yes, okay.
Is this the gentle clown?
This is Jammy.
Hi, Jammy.
Hi.
I saw you out in the Yellow Pages. Do you think you can tell me a little bit about what you do over there?
What are you looking for? Is it a children's party, or what kind of thing?
Yeah, my daughter's having a party. She's going to be turning 12, and I wanted to have a couple of animals, maybe some balloons, maybe some face painting. You know what I'm talking about. You know, all that good stuff. The stuff.
Yeah. And what town are you in? Where are you, Jack?
I'm in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. And what date were you thinking of? Let me just look and see if I've got some time for you first before I tell you how great I am.
Okay.
What date is the party?
Her birthday's the day before Valentine's Day, on the
13th. Oh, okay. February 13th. Okay. February 13th, I am going to be smack in the middle of my vacation in Spain. However, if you don't know other clowns and would like me to call, I've got a couple of really wonderful clown friends that I would not hesitate to give you their numbers or give them your number.
Are they gentle as well, or...?
Well, yeah, is it going to be all girls? Is it going to be a mixture of ages? What are you thinking of? What kind of kids at the party besides your daughter?
we're mostly boys. I live in a predominantly male neighborhood.
Okay, so. Mostly boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And what time is the party going to be?
Oh, I don't know. In the afternoon sometime. 2, 8, I don't know.
Okay, all right. I mean, if I could talk you into having it earlier, I'd say have it full, and I would come. But if you want the 13th for sure, you're not flexible on that date, right? Or could you be?
Oh, and what can you do for me?
Uh-huh. What I do, normally, my specialty is face painting, so I do that very, that's like a lot of people hire me just for face painting. I do singing and dancing.
Singing? What songs you sing?
What songs do I sing?
Tell me. Please.
It depends on how old the kids are. I mean, when I'm doing little kids, we do the hokey pokey and stuff like that. Are there going to be young children there too, or only 13, 12-year-olds?
I mean, there will be people from the age range of like 8 to like, I don't know, 18, 19. It'll be a lot of kids.
Uh-huh. How many kids are you thinking?
No. 30.
Oh.
Maybe 40. It's going to be a big party.
Oh, I guess so.
Yes, indeed.
Wow, that sounds like a big party. Yeah.
It is a big party.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Well, I do singing and dancing, a little bit of magic and storytelling. Probably, sounds like you could probably use a different kind of clown. You want somebody to do balloons? Face painting, balloons, games, kind of things like that.
Could you sing a song for me right now, please?
No.
Please? Please?
No.
Please, I want a little sample of your fun.
But I'm not going to do it for you because I'm going to be in Spain. I'm going to be away. I really...
So just tell me what I'm missing, please.
Well, you're missing a really good face painter. I'm an excellent face painter. I do a lot of festivals and things like that. And the magic that I do is not very complicated. It's enough to impress little kids. And
promise?
Huh?
I said, do you promise?
Wait, promise what?
Are you good?
I'm an excellent face painter. I could give you 200 references from my face painting.
Oh my, that's a lot.
Look, I don't book myself as a singer and dancer. That's why I'm not going to sing for you. And I wouldn't really do the kind of stuff that I do with your age kids. But
you just told me you sing and dance. I mean, what are you talking about here? I'm a little confused. I mean, you're coming from like 8, 9, 10, 11 different directions here. I'm a little confused.
You are the most interesting person I've talked to all day, because you sure are talking fast. I normally do younger children's parties, and if I do older kids, I would not do the singing and dancing because it's not appropriate for them. I mean, it's like for little, it's for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, but you're telling me the youngest person's going to be 8 up to 19. So you want somebody who's going to do something a little bit different.
Who do you recommend?
Who do I recommend?
Yeah, talk to me. What can we do?
you're being serious about this? Like,
I'm being 100% serious.
Yes. Okay.
Am I crystal clear on that?
I have another friend, another clown friend, who does face painting, and she also does... But yeah, she does also does... You're getting me all mixed up here.
All right, go ahead.
She does fancy balloons. Both, actually, two of my friends do balloon animals and hats and things like that with balloons and face painting. For that many kids, to tell you the truth, that's about all the clown's going to be able to do, because that's a heck of a lot of kids you're having. That's like an amazing amount of children. 30 to 40 kids. Is this a whole class or two classes of kids or something? Or you got a huge family?
I got a big neighborhood over here.
Okay. And you're inviting the whole neighborhood.
I'm thinking about having a clown block party.
A clown block party. Yes, and outdoors, I hope not in the wintertime.
All the clowns, they'll be dancing in the streets. They'll be playing with the bowling pins, and they'll be painting the faces, and they'll be doing the balloons. I mean, that's what I have in mind. A whole lot of fun.
At a bowling alley?
A lot of fun.
I'm sorry, in a bowling alley?
No, in a back alley.
In a back alley, I don't think so this time of year.
Why not?
A little cold.
I have heaters. I've got three large little space heaters.
What part of New Haven? Where are you?
Oh, I live in the Ville.
In the Ville?
Yes.
Which means not Westville.
No, New Hallville.
New Hallville. Uh-huh.
I live in the ghetto, ma'am.
Yes. Great. It's fine. I do parties everywhere, but I don't do them outside in the wintertime. And I don't... I'm trying to think what kind of a clown you really need.
I need a big clown. Several big clowns.
Several big clowns.
Yeah, tall. You know, on the stilts and whatnot.
Try Amazing Andy.
Who's Amazing Andy? Talk to me here.
I am talking to you, but I don't have time to talk for too long.
Come on, I want Amazing Andy's number. I gotta call him.
Well, you can look him up in the phone book. He's probably in the yellow pages of the New Haven phone book. I don't have him offhand. But I can look it up for you if you get stuck and can't find it, because I don't know where to look for him either.
So this guy named Andy, you say he's amazing.
Well, he does stilts and all sorts of things. I don't know, and I think he's from around that area. Now, do you know a guy named Uncle Chip? Have you heard of him? He's a clown in New Haven.
I don't have an Uncle Chip.
Well, he's listed in the Yellow Pages somewhere, because I've seen him a few times.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll rack my brain, and I will call Uncle Chip up.
If you can find Uncle Chip.
And you are the smiley, the happy clown. I'm sorry, what are you again? I saw you in the Yellow Pages, but I turned the page because I got a...
And me, the gentle clown. If you want a clown for younger children, and I'm in the country, I would love to try and help you out. But it sounds to me like you really need somebody different than me, and I'm going to be on vacation.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, Jack.
So when are you going on vacation?
I'm not going to be here on February 13th.
Well, I'm saying there's something that I don't know. I mean, like me and you could do it. Maybe we could go to the movies and have some dinner or something. Because you sound kind of beautiful over there.
Oh, thank you, but then not a good idea.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
No.
You mean nice bottle of wine, big fat steak, have some fun at the table and the candles and the hands holding. Come on, it'll be fun. Come on, you and me, we'll do something.
I think my boyfriend would like that.
Oh, come on, you could come along. You could dress up in the big shoes and the funny nose and the makeup and the clown. You could be the clown, we could have the date. How about that?
I don't
know. Oh, come on.
Jack, if you want to give me a phone number, if you really need help with a clown, I'll call you back if I have any other ideas. But right now, I'm giving you the two I can think of. Because I don't think you want a feminine little girl kind of clown. That's not what it sounds like.
I just want a clown.